Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good.
And now...
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
Nah, man, you gotta do this shit for real, man. Like, you really wanna be on the album, man. Stop playing games. Make it something, you know.
Oh, give me that fat dick. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, stick that shit down my throat.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, give me that fat shit. Make that shit come. Oh, yeah. Put that shit down my mouth. Let that shit drip down my mouth.
Oh, yeah, you gonna leave my mouth all gooey.
Dang.
This doesn't mean I ever sucked dick before, because I don't suck dick.
That's bullshit, ain't a bitch living it.
Nah. Come on, man. You ain't doing it right, man. You play. All right, come on. We're going to do this for real, right? Come here, wait. Come on. Let me see your mouth for me.
What a way to open up a show.
Let me see your mouth.
What you say, SD?
The nigga said, let me see your mouth straight out. Oh, that shit was funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, gents and germs, animals and cats. Cats are animals. That was stupid. Yeah. You are now tuned in to Technical Difficulties. That's right, the TD show in full effect. Let me introduce myself. My name is JJ the X-Man, other known as JJ. We got La Cubanita holding it down for the tropical area. And we also got SD holding it down for the, he's the angry man of the show.
Holding it down for the hood, nigga.
He's holding it down for the hood.
Yes, amen, hallelujah, brother.
And for those ladies out there that are wondering and hating as Negroes, what SD stands for special delivery.
The homies can call me Split. The women call me SD, man. Straight up.
All right, so what if a dude calls you SD?
I mean, come on, fam. I mean, I really can't do too much about it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. All right, so you want me to call you Spliff?
I mean, you've been going by SD, my dude, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to play that one by ear.
6'4", the other member, he's in the Matrix right now.
Oh,
he's somewhere in the Matrix. But tonight's show, you know what I mean, the chat room is definitely going to be open real soon. But tonight's topic is, as you all well know, Tasty Tuesdays. It's going to be very sexy, spicy. It's going to be very tasty, man. I can feel it coming. I got some old nasty songs, some throwback songs, and maybe some new songs. You know what I mean? But they all have the same meaning. Getting it in. Also, you know, talking about relationships, you know what I mean? You need some advice from the lovely La Cubanita, you know, hold it down, because it's three guys and one girl. So we need the one girl to even it out, because the other three guys is assholes. Like, I'll give you some advice, but you might go to your man and he might break up with your ass because of it. You know what I mean? I'm not really that reasonable.
I can't give advice because,
Huh?
I said I can't give advice because I don't deal with relationships.
Oh, you don't get in relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so if y'all, y'all want some questionings, yeah, y'all want to give a shout out, y'all want to just talk about anything, whatever, dealing with the topic about sex, definitely hit us up on those jam lines, 347-215-8388. Yes, you're on live with us, the TD show, from here to 1 in the morning. We're also going to be having a little mix that we do, like maybe like a good 15, 20 minutes of roasting. And this is when you want to shout somebody out that, you know, they burnt you, or, you know, the sex is whack, or, you know what I mean, they just piss you the fuck off, you know. Your boss fired you because you're a retard, you know. Definitely hit us up and, you know, do your thing.
Splash
Wild Out Wednesdays is the pre-prep for Wild Out Wednesdays.
You already know.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's not a game. So, let me start off by saying, how's everybody doing tonight, man?
Couldn't be doing better.
Huh?
So, I could be doing better, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And what about you, Kuba Kappa, Kuba Kappa?
I hear that. I'm sick my damn self.
You're sick?
I'm sick.
It sounds to me like you need an antibiotic. Better get to your nearest hospital, quick. Fast and not slow. Wow, what's wrong? What, are you pregnant?
No.
What's
you
the problem?
Had a dream about fish.
I'm getting sick.
I can't find. I did dream about fish.
Oh Lord.
I really did dream about fish.
That bitch in him.
Hey, it's that bitch in me. I mean, what can I say? I'm a Virgo. Yeah. You know? What can I say? It's the bitch in me. The bitch in me comes out every once in a while.
Clean that up. Clean up on Al 3, right?
What'd you say, yo? Al Green in the face ass, nigga?
Oh, man. Don't do it to yourself today, nigga.
Not today.
Don't do it to yourself today, nigga. I will go in relentlessly, nigga, and won't stop.
Okay. Do me a favor. How you spell relentlessly? I can't even fuck.
Relentlessly? You trying to put me on the spot here or something? Huh? You trying to put me on the spot here or something? Nah, brother, I don't want to know how you spell it. You can't even say it, nigga. So there's no reason to spell it. You can't even say it.
That's an interesting point, yo.
Yeah, I know.
Donnell Jones in the face ass.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, man. So, Kuba, what's up? Any sex stories lately? Anything spicy to talk about? You ain't had sex when you come up here? When you came up here?
Did I have sex when I went over there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? And was it with the same white trash man that
you was... Hold on. You're out here fucking with... Pink, man.
The what?
Yeah. He said, are you fucking with Pink? Pink dick. Turkey nuts.
He's not white. He's Spanish. He's not white.
Yeah, you believe whatever you want. I saw the guy. He's gringo all the way. Gringo.
He's not a fucking gringo.
He's not a gringo.
Dog nuts.
Got pink nuts. Pause.
Dog meat? What's really going on now?
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, have you ever been with a brother?
Have I ever been with a brother?
Yeah.
No.
And I'm not talking about your brother. I'm talking about brother.
No, I haven't.
No?
I had a boyfriend once, but he left me because I didn't have sex with him. So.
How long you had to be away?
It was like a month and something.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, that's too long.
How too? Shit.
That's too long. Now, was you on that teasing game? Like, you know, like, kissing?
No, it's that we hardly saw each other. And, like, when we saw each other, we only, like, met up and, like, used to go out or sometimes used to meet up. Like, if I was in one place and then he happened to show up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My cuddle.
So, yeah, he ain't ever, like, you know, cuddle with you. He ain't never spoon you.
Spoon.
Yeah. Nah,
no spooning action going on?
Nah, no spooning action.
That's whack.
Yeah, that is whack.
He never came to my house.
Oh, so what you're saying is if he gave you... But wait, you have kids though, right?
Exactly.
So see, I don't know what it is. See. It's like with me...
Fuck that.
I don't want to get up the topic, but I don't know about you, SD, but me, personally, like if I'm walking around or wherever I am, if I see a badass... Fine ass, like I like mommies. I like Spanish women. I'm sorry. I like my black women and white women, all right. But I like Spanish
women.
I love Spanish women. And when I see a badass mommy, I be wanting to talk. But when I see them with their child or with their mother, like, you know, they old mother, you know, of age. I ain't no fucking R. Kelly pedophile or nothing, but I'm just saying. It's like, I can't do that, because I'm just thinking that if I walk up to a chick while she's eating, or she's with a child, or she's with her old grandmother or her mother, that she might be like, don't you see me with these people? Like, are you serious? Like, Cuba, is that rude to do that, or is it?
It depends which way you come, you know, you come at it.
So does a guy have to kiss ass in order to do that? Like, oh, I like your sister. That's not my sister, that's my grandmother. Oh, wow. She looks so young. Can
no.
I get your number? Does that work?
No, because it'd be like, damn, this guy's full of shit.
Shit.
Okay.
I'm walking.
You know.
War boots.
I'm walking.
So what if I walk up to you with a pair of war boots on? Like, look, baby, I just got out of Iraq.
Better go clean them shit.
You said what?
You better go clean them shit. You should have your war boots clean before you holler at something.
Oh, man. So my bad for cutting you off. So what'd you say? So, oh, yeah, that's what I want to ask you. Were your kids in the house at the time? Mm-hmm. They live with you, right?
Yeah, they live with me.
All right, so
mm-hmm.
maybe he didn't want to come over because you had your kids there.
But I didn't bring him over because I had my kids there. But, you know, there are such things as hotels and stuff like that. So.
Ooh.
Hey, let's get it.
Ooh, okay, I like the way you...
I can't get no cutty while the kids are sleeping. We going to a motel.
For those that don't know what cutty is, you know, coochie.
Hey,
that
cutty.
Box.
Cutty, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it real basic today.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about North Jersey. Like, I don't know about South Jersey, but North Jersey has, like, because, see, in South Jersey, it's very hard to find, because you can, come on now, let's keep it real. And that's Deacon Rye with me on this one. When I meet a chick, and I want to, you know, get some of that soft stuff, that soft, wet, little type of fuzzy stuff with a little stank to it. I like a little stank. I don't know about SD. But I don't want to lay down with your ass and spend the night with you. I just want a good maybe hour or two, maybe even 3 hours. North Jersey, you can pay like $30 for 3 hours.
Yeah, straight up.
Do your thing and bounce.
Straight
up. I don't want to pay $1 to spend a night.
Y'all could vouch for that.
Well, all I need is a 2 or 3 hour deal.
I am definitely vouching for that, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
$30.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 hours.
Yeah. And notice, it's never the American spots. It's always the Indians that be like, okay, yeah, 3 hours.
Yep.
And it's like, and when you go to these spots, especially on the late night, you see a bunch of prostitutes all over the place. You drive in like, oh, look at these chicks. You walk in there, and there's always a line. And when you finally get to the window, yo, you got any hour, 2 hour rooms? Nah, we all sold out, buddy. Damn! You go to the next one. It's like 10 of them in a row.
Speaking of Tuesdays.
Yeah, but no spending nights, man.
Nah, not at all. We can't do that.
Go ahead.
Sure, I'll make sure. I make sure. I'm getting the fuck up. You hear me? I don't even play that shit. If I happen to go out and go to the female's house,
mm-hmm.
I'm making sure. Making sure. Well, first things first, if I'm going to a female's house, I'm not going over there till after 1 o'clock in the a.m. So, they won't technically be me spending the night anyway. You dig me?
Uh-huh.
So, if I just happen to fall out and fall asleep or whatever, I could just wake up at 8 a.m. and keep it pushing.
Uh-huh.
Or 7 a.m., whenever the earliest I can get myself to get up. So that's why I only play the labs after 1 a.m., so it's not like I'm spending the night.
Well, see, there's another reason why I don't really get down with going to chicks' cribs is because, believe it or not, you women are very scandalous.
Fuck that. I like going to the women's house.
Oh, no, brother. Well, maybe you haven't been in a situation. I've almost been set up before, a couple of times. I'm stupid. When I see a nice Spanish woman in some man, what are those jeans? Daisy Dukes. When I see a nice Spanish woman, some Daisy Dukes, I just totally lose all focus. Like, this is in the real world.
Yeah,
like, I'm
know.
In mystery land.
I get straight upstairs. I get to that zone, too.
Huh?
I said, I get to that zone, too.
Yeah. So it's like, a couple of times I just ignored all everything and almost got my ass whooped. Whiz.
Doing what?
I'm going to just keep it short and brief. Plain and simple. Met a chick off of the chat line.
Oh, boy.
Phone chat line.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, you know, kind of, I was young and stupid, around 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have known it was a setup right then and there, but I didn't give a shit. Chick says, oh, I'm horny, laying on my couch, playing my pussy. I need someone to come fuck the shit out of me. Now, me being like, you know, all stupid and shit, I'm like, oh, shit, she talking about me, dog. I'm done.
Straight up.
Meet at McDonald's. Now, I'm pushing a Toyota Camry. 2000. The 2001 Toyota Camry, rented. I lied to her and said it was mine.
Nigga.
Huh?
Damn, nigga, and it was rented?
You what happened?
I said, damn, nigga, and it was rented?
Oh, yeah, and it was rented. And
damn.
I lied, and I was pushing it like it was mine. Well, she's talking, she's like, yeah, Poppy, you know what I mean, you sexy and all this. I'm like, yeah, thank you, Ma, thank you, you know what I mean, you fine too, you fine, but your girl is whack, take her back home, try and go with you. So make a long story short, Shorty said something underneath her breath, I kind of laughed it off. She goes, oh, this is a nice-ass car, I'm going to be pushing it later.
Oh, excuse me?
So I laughed it off, like, ha, 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 okay. Right then and there, my black ass should have known, nigga, get your ass back in the car, go home.
Some of these bitches rolled off with your whip.
Nah, they ride off.
Right.
They ride off. So, yeah, so I meet up with her. I go to her crib now. I got my boys. I mean, I got my goons. You know, and they with me. They park somewhere else, turn the lights out. I mean, so they like, yo, dog, don't go upstairs. What if you don't go upstairs? I'm like, I ain't going to go upstairs. Come on, man. Mob deep in it. I'm mob deep in it. I ain't going upstairs. Next thing you know, I'm like, look, now I'm not coming upstairs. She comes downstairs in a Daisy Dukes. I'm like, oh. I just followed her upstairs, sat on the couch. So, yeah, so I'm like, you know what I mean? Being the real ignorant bastard that I am, I sit on the couch. And I'm not sitting there to, you know, relax. I'm not sitting there to drink. And she's like, you want some drinks? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Are we fucking or what? Straight up, like, because if we ain't fucking, I'm out. I already don't like the situation. She's like, just chill, relax. So she goes to the window, comes back. Goes to the window, comes back. I'm like, what keep going to the window for? Ah, nah, I'm just, you know, looking out for my girlfriend. All right, understandable. So I'm looking at her, I'm like, yeah, so we fucking what? She goes, you know what, I'm not even feeling you right now.
Oh!
So what do I do? Instead of saying, oh, why not? I said, all right, fine, I'm out.
Basically.
Soon as I get up, as I'm closing her door, she runs to the door, to the window, yells something out. I go downstairs, look in the window in the middle of the hallway, it's like 20 niggas deep outside. This one big hefty Debo looking like nigga had the loser slugger bats.
Oh, Lord.
Beating it on his hand like he's ready to crack my head open. I'm like, oh, man. I could have sworn I shitted my heart out. I went out the back, creeped like I was from the west side. You know, the little low creep with the hands on.
I already know what you're talking about.
And I went
to know what you're talking about. You're talking about, what's the nigga? What's the fucking son's name? He was a fucking set it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already know what you're talking about, huh?
Yeah. So, it's like, I see them all piling the building I was in. So, as they all piled in, I ran to my car and I bounced. My boy said she pointed them out and said that I think that car came with them. Because what they did was there's two exits. You know, there's one entrance, one exit. The guys that she knew blocked both exits off, so if I did get to my car, I wouldn't be able to get out. But little do they know, it is a rented car and I would have fucked that car up to get out. Okay, I would have told her the motherfucker. I mean, so, from that day on, I just told myself I would never, ever go to a girl's house. And did I listen to that? Nah.
No?
Nah. This one chick I used to mess with a violin. Went straight to her crib. She could have set me the fuck up. It's just, I'm stupid, but I'm getting wiser. So all the guys out there, don't ever go to a chick's house unless you know her. You know everything about her.
Unless you got that strap on you.
Oh, yeah, unless you holding something. A lot of brothers ain't, so. Yeah, I mean, if you are holding, then do your thing. But, yeah, I mean, girls nowadays, they trying to get paid. That nigga,
true, yo. Knock on wood, so I ain't never had no problems like that, dog.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it. You women are grimy, and they get away with it.
See, that's just crazy. Maybe because it's different out here. It's just fat now, dog. It's so small out this motherfucker. Like, you know every goddamn body.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it's like, even if you do happen to run into a problem like that, it's like, it's not going to be a problem. Because 9 times out of 10, the niggas that's trying to goon up and try to get at you, you know these.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, man. I done had beef so much times, I'm thinking I had actual beef, and it's motherfucking niggas I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You got to know who you're dealing with, B.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, but that... That definitely was an eye opener for me, man.
Yeah,
No, sir.
Shook too, like, ooh, these niggas.
So that's why the Mexicana was sleeping over your house?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on.
Damn you, Cuba. Damn you.
Hold on.
I just
shout
you out.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
All right, look, man.
Well, you had Mexi spend the night?
Yeah.
The weekend.
Yeah.
Hold on. Better question.
Mm-hmm. She probably moved in by now. She's probably already tucked in bed and shit.
Mm-hmm. You had Mexi sleep in your bed?
Nah, she slept on the couch.
Right, nigga. You
frying, nigga. Look. Just for the people out there.
Tell by the way you said it, you frying, nigga.
Huh?
I can tell by the way you said it, you frying, nigga. All right. Sleep in the bed, dude? Oh, boy.
Just for the people out there, I've been talking to this Mexicana for a while now, and she's from Canada. And she showed me a couple of pictures of herself, and I hate when you women out there send pictures and it's not you, and you're going to meet the person.
And
it's funny because she did this, dog. Right when she's about to meet me, she did this. All this first it was, oh, yeah, I look good. It's now yeah, I got body, see. And then when it got close to me meeting her, she started, all right, well, just to let you know, I mean, my hair, you know, normally when no. And it's like I kind of have like a big head, but it's like I wear a wig and but it's cool. Everything's cool. I'm still cute, but only in the light, at night. Not in the light,
said?
Only at night, huh?
This is what she said.
What?
That's what she said,
girl. Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh man.
And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, from the pictures you've seen, cool. Then she had the nerve to talk about, oh yeah, and those pictures is like 3 years old. Yeah.
Damn, son.
She was
son.
Pretty. She just didn't have a body. She was very pretty, though.
Yeah, she was pretty, man. She was headstrong. She was very headstrong.
Have no body or cute. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, what she have?
Well, look, but she had a good head on her shoulder.
She have any titty? Like, what's really going on out here?
She had a good head on her shoulders.
Damn. I felt like he was kissing on Earl, wasn't he?
What happened?
You heard me, nigga. You heard me, nigga.
Kissing on Earl?
Like he was kissing on Earl, wasn't it, nigga? No booty, no titties, and none of that.
Nah, I mean, she had like a little, she had a little bit of poop in the drawers.
She had a little bit of doo-doo on her stomach.
Well, she had like, hamster doo-doo. I mean.
Ew.
It wasn't doo-doo, like,
yeah,
human
hyper doo-doo. Booty!
Yeah. Like, on a scale of cake, she had pink.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
She had pancakes.
Huh?
She had pancakes.
Pancake.
Oh, shit. Yo.
Yeah, she definitely has some pancakes.
Yo, son, I've never came across that, a chick that just had, like, no ass at all, God.
Yeah.
Never came across that. I might have came across the small.
And you know that, you know, I was laughing my ass off, because not for nothing, you talk so much shit, JJ. I deal with fine bitches, this,
mm-hmm.
that. I was like, alright, like, you know, whatever, no doubt.
I'm saying,
supposed
I mean, she
supermodel
was fine.
You talking about.
She was fine. Her body was in the basement, but you know what I mean? Other than that.
You know, it happens, God. It happens. We all.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
We
you know?
Can't bag it. We can't bag every cute, pretty female in the world now.
But I tell you one thing. She cleaned the hell out of my house.
I mean, that's what it's really about. At the end of the day, after you finish smutting it out and all that, if she can get up and cook the hell out of the sandwich and clean.
Oh, yeah.
You really can't, you know. Really, I used to have a shorty just to come over here just to clean my room, my dude.
Yeah.
Not even though I'm not fucking none of that. You just cleaning my room and you're out of here. Word to mother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, cleaning her panties and bra. What's good?
Yo, and speaking of panties and bra, why is it that you Spanish women always, y'all take a shower with your, you might as well take a shower with your panties on and wash with your panties on and bra. Like, they get in the shower, they get butt naked, and then they wash their underwear in the shower. Does that make any sense?
Oh, I've never seen a Mexican chick's body. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, that, all right, here, if you want to see her body, go to Crown Fried or the nearest Golden Krust and, Order a wing.
Order a wing, right?
Yeah, and chew the meat and skin off, and the bones. That's what you see. That's what.
She was nice people. She was nice people.
Yeah, she was nice. You know what I mean,
gotta be nice when you.
Because I thought Mexicans didn't like black people at all.
Yo,
then again, I did lie and say I was Dominican, so you know.
But since now, God, I know, son. Mexicans do not like black people.
No, they don't.
Well, at least in Marlboro, I've never, ever seen a Mexican chick with a black dude.
Oh, but I've seen some pretty healthy.
Yo, son.
Healthy
Mexican. I've seen one cute, thick Mexican in my lifetime. I was on the 5 train or whatever, and I was getting off of 86th Street. Oh, I will not forget that day, my dude. And I'm walking up the steps, and this chick's ass is, like, in my face as I'm walking up the steps. I'm like, God damn. I get to her face. I'm looking at her face. I'm like, yo, she's Mexican? Damn. Word.
Yeah. You can always tell the Mexican because, you know, they got the big heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had
big old helmet head.
She had the mole and shit.
They smell like Windex.
Nah, they smell like fucking, damn. They smell like chitlins.
Smell like what?
smell like chitlins.
Oh, man.
I'm like,
does she smell like chitlins?
I mean, I don't know.
So I thought that was black people that smell like chitlins.
Nah.
Oh, no, we smell like watermelon and blue soda.
Yeah. White people smell
like watermelon.
Watermelon and blue soda.
And white people smell like bologna.
It's smell like bologna and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, bologna and Swiss cheese or some shit. I don't know.
And Puerto Ricans smell like Pepsi and
like
mango juice.
And Sazon, nigga.
And what?
Like
Sazon.
Sazon. And we all know what Cubans smell like.
What?
Cigars.
Sofrito.
Sofrito.
Oh, man, that was too racist, what I was just about to say.
Mm-hmm.
That was too racist. I can't say that.
I mean, too late.
Yes,
I can't
say
that. I can't say that. I'm about to say you also smell like salt water.
and boat
paddle.
Boat paddle.
Yeah. But then again, you can always come back and say that, you know, we smell like the bottom of an old slave ship and a whip.
An ash.
No, the funniest one. You ever watch that show, Your Mama?
Yeah.
Nah, but I saw Your Mother in my basement last night.
You never seen that show?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, this one dude called this guy a cheetah chaser. Oh, I was fucking dying.
He called him a what?
a cheetah chaser.
A cheetah chaser. Oh, Lord. You know what? I want to... Where you at right now, Cuba?
I'm home.
Where's that? In Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to take a plane ride down there just to, you know, throw sugar in your eye for telling me that whack-ass joke, the cheetah joke.
I'm going to take a plane ride.
Hmm?
So come on, take a plane ride.
Yo, you ever got nutted in your eye?
No.
By accident?
No.
Mouth. No?
No.
Mouth.
Where's the weirdest spot? Matter of fact, not weirdest.
I'm just saying in between the
not
toes.
Not weirdest, but. In between the toes?
In between the toes. Where's the
Did
weirdest?
Did you intentionally do that?
Hmm?
Did you intentionally do that, or it was just something that?
It's something that just happened.
Just got in the way?
It's something that just happened. I mean.
I'm messy. I'll shoot a load in a chick's hair.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. That's too much.
It's never too much, man.
It's too much.
It makes you happy, baby.
I said, bend over, open your crack.
You said what?
Bend over and open the crack. Too much shit right there.
Yeah. Oh,
girls
face nuts.
Girls be frightening. I said, oh, let me bust it.
Huh?
I said, bitches be frightening on that shit.
Yo, head in the butt ass nigga?
Nah, never that. You're some nose in the butt ass nigga.
Oh, man. You remember
How
that commercial?
Do
Don't be a butthead. Huh?
How often do you have sex?
Oh. Is masturbation part of it?
Nope.
Because that's the case every day. Because that shit makes me a habit, baby.
Why? The Mexican doesn't take care of you no more?
I had Mexico would be whopping off every day.
You said what?
Yeah, if I had Mexico, I'd be making Mexico whop off every day. Straight up. Like, you know nothing else, man. You know nothing else.
Yeah. Hey, L.E., where's the weirdest spot you've ever busted a nut on a chick?
Good question.
Great question.
On a foot.
just sit on her toes.
Toes, nigga, like, hold that.
I couldn't control that shit. That shit shot out like 100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour?
No, that shit was crazy. Put your eye out, man.
I'll tell you one thing, see, I mean, a lot of brothers don't believe in masturbation, but I've noticed when, you know, I don't jerk off. I go like a month. Like about a month without sex or anything. Dog, I'm telling you right now. It's like I'll do it on purpose just for me. Because I enjoy, like, getting whopped off to those retarded people. Whopped off in his head. Getting sucked off. And when I'm about to squeeze, don't say nothing. Just pull my thing out of my mouth. Jerk off and just blah, all over her face. Like, oh, man. Because it just shoots out. Like, that's just power right there. 6-4 said something about there's another way you can control it. All you got to do is, you know, some shit about guys. You got, huh?
You got to squeeze. Like what you do is when you're about to bust, you just squeeze and hold and squeeze and hold, and 100 miles an hour, that shit comes out.
Yeah, and then you just let it out. But he said something about he said not about nutting. It's about not coming too fast. He said, when every time you use the bathroom to take a piss, you piss and hold it in. Then piss, hold it in. Piss, hold it in. I don't understand what that got to do with anything.
He's a fucking maniac.
Yeah. All I'm going to do is get piss all over my sneakers.
And all over the toilet.
And all over the toilet.
And your bathroom.
Yeah.
And your 15 cats.
And on my nuts because I have a small penis.
Right.
Piss on my balls. Hey, what's up, L.E.? What's up? What's going on, man?
Shit. Literally shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, you got any sexual questions or any relationship problems or whatever?
Not really, yo. Like, I'm alright, man. I'm trying to bag this little young, skinny thing for my fucking job, B.
Oh, yeah?
girl, yeah.
Aren't you a construction worker?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. So you in the butchers, huh?
No, she's not a butcher though. She's brand new to the business. She's not a butcher yet. She's only been in the business since like October.
Yeah, what does she look like?
She's a cutie, man. Nice full lips, fucking mad skinny though. She's about 5'5", like 120.
Oh yeah?
But she's real cute.
You said she's like 5'5", 120. She wears a hard hat, has muscles, and sweaty calves. She puts guava oil on her calves.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And her first name is Tyrone.
When she's naked, it doesn't matter.
Hey.
When the lights out, none of that shit matters.
Oh, yeah?
At all.
Yeah.
For her being named Tyrone. That's it.
Oh man, I'm over here trying to send a message to somebody, and they just block me in the middle of me sending them the message. What kind of fucked up shit is that?
How was that Mexican whore? All right.
Oh, it was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful, like she cleans and all that, you know.
Nice.
She made me some taco, you know.
Have you ever seen her before?
Yeah, I met her. Oh well, no, that was the first time.
How'd she look?
She was cool, man. Fuck you, okay.
You want to get back on that topic on how she looked?
I love, man. She ain't had no behind. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, who did she look like? Like a celebrity? Like, does she look like any celebrity?
Fuck you.
Like Penelope Cruz in a car crash.
Oh, wow. She looks like one of the Olsen twins.
Oh, boy. No bueno.
Now, she was actually pretty.
Okay.
She had a pretty face.
What were her dimensions like? What was height, weight, all that?
She was about, I want to say like 5'10".
Okay, all right.
100 pounds.
Nah. Soaking wet, I would assume, huh?
Huh?
A 100-pound soaking wet, I would assume, huh?
Yeah.
Just getting out of the shower.
Yeah, she looked like an alien, man. I'm sorry. It's just she had a big ass head and I don't know. I heard the Vatos, you know, Vatos and Vatas, I heard they're crazy, so I didn't want to say, yo, get out. So I just flew with it, man. She wondered why I put on a Puerto Rican porno every time we had sex. When I did it doggy style.
Oh, boy. That's crazy. Hitting straight bone, huh?
Huh?
Hitting straight bone?
Oh, yeah. It was very painful, man.
No way.
Felt like I was fucking a spare. You know what I mean? I got looking
up. That's fucked up.
Huh?
I said, that's fucked up because you look like you was in love. She didn't let you go for shit.
Oh, fuck you.
She have any sisters? She have any sisters? Cousins?
Does she have any cousins?
I'm pretty sure you got like 10 million cousins.
Oh wow, you know, yeah, she got cousins though. I'm just bothered by that, you know. It's just, but she's like, you know, Coop was over here talking shit. She was over here dating a white boy.
Oh, she brought a white dude to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I wasn't dating him.
No bueno, Coop.
Oh yeah, you're right. So what you're saying is you put your tongue down guys' mouths that you know. That you don't date?
I just went down to fuck him and that's it now.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
It is Tasty Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. It's definitely Tasty Tuesday. All those in favor that believe Cuba is a slut for doing that, give us a call at 347-215-8388. Don't be bashful.
Let me hang up and call back. All right, hold on.
Fuck, don't
you
be
guys
bashful.
Do it, so we could do it too. What the fuck?
Oh, whoa.
Nah, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. But you gotta pick somebody better. Don't pick no white guy.
He's not white. You just jealous because your fucking chick turned out to be sour grapes.
Okay, you know what? You better stop talking about my baby. That's all I know. My baby.
Come on, that nigga was eating Taco Bell all weekend, man. He was in heaven. He was in heaven.
I had to go to Taco Bell at all.
Right, fridge full of Pepsi.
I need to give him some fucking malanga and yuca so she can gain some weight on her. No, but she was pretty, though.
She was pretty.
Nice person.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give her?
We're experiencing technical difficulties here.
Wow, she got bad.
I think I'd give her a 5.
A 5? You know what? I used to have a curve, right? I used to have, when I used to rate chicks, I used to give them, like, they could be ugly as shit. But if they weren't fat, I would give them a 5 automatically. So, you know. I don't know what that says about anything, the 5. So she gets a 5 for not being fat. And that's it.
Oh, wow.
Is this the way, you know what it is? Is that you, the way you talked about her, like, yo, she's like this, she's banging, she's this, she's that. And you told me, yo, dress up because, you know, my girl's going to look fly. You don't want to, like, look bad next to her, this and that, whatever. I get all dressed up, all decked out. Here we are. We show up to this thing. And this chick is just like, I was like, huh?
Like,
did I miss something here?
No, where's the girl? Where's the girl? Oh, that's her right there? Oh, boy. All right. Where'd you pick this girl up? Is it a homeless shelter? Soup kitchen?
Oh, man. It was on.
No. You know what? You didn't pick up at a soup kitchen, obviously.
Nah.
You only fucked 100 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, man. She was, I met her off of, Miente.
Oh, because you're Dominican.
Yeah, because I'm Dominican, that's right.
Ah,
I'm Dominican, okay. I wear magnums.
Well, that's all that matters.
That's all that fucking matters.
When's she coming back down?
Hold on, I'm writing a hate message. Because I sent the fucking, like, promoting the show, and 4 people must have didn't like me promoting. I don't know why the fuck they added me. But they didn't like me promoting, so they just deleted me. So I'm putting, hey, stranger, thanks for the delete. Thanks for the delete, buddy. Oh, pal. Fuck. And what I really want to say is thanks for the delete, you ugly bitch. I'm not going to put that.
The show not on at 7 anymore.
No, it really isn't, man. Well, we got to see, the thing is, we got to get our ratings up. Not really ratings, but our listeners. So the more we promote, the more people listen, the more we'll be able to get our 7 o'clock show back.
How many listeners do you have now? On average.
Well, the guy, I spoke to the guy from Blog Talk Radio. He said we got 30 to 40.
Okay.
We got a guest in the room that's been air hustling and talking. And cool was falling off.
Huh?
You heard me.
Oh,
what the fuck, man? Yo. SD, you gotta fix your phone, man.
A picture of her breast.
Yo, SD, you're on the air, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, so, hey,
talking about the Mexicat?
Heh.
Yeah, we're still talking about the Mexicat.
What's better, lights on or off?
Off.
Off, definitely, yeah, off.
Really?
How about better yet? Lights on or off, or strobe lights or candles?
Off.
Candles.
Huh?
Off. Yeah.
See, I mess with the strobe lights with some trance music, some old techno.
Off.
Because while I'm piping out, I want to hear that. I like that stuff. Like, you know. I want to swing a hula hoop in my on my right wrist while I'm piping out.
Okay. I bet you also want to have men there watching.
Hey, what?
Have 5 dudes watching with someone taking notes.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
He wants to have a dude rimming him while he's doing it.
We have a what?
A dude rimming you.
Oh, whoa. See, I don't even know what that is. And I'm afraid to ask you what it is, because if you do know what it is, you're a gaff. Spell that backwards, you jackass.
That's when a girl takes her tongue and the old brown eye.
And go what?
Lick over your brown eye, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
You know what the brown eye is.
Yeah.
I know people have had their pinks with.
There's actually 6 people listening right now.
Oh, word? Let's go.
All you 6 people, fuck you. Call up, pieces of shit.
Ooh, I'm surprised niggas are more fucking listening at this.
It'll be down to like 2 or 3 now.
Keeping it all the way gangster.
But it's also, it doesn't only just count on people that listen live. It counts on people that download. So if we get like 120 downloads every day,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, something like that, like 90, 100, whatever, then they'll be like, you know.
Let me talk to that Block Talk pussy, man. Get our shit
back. Oh, wait. Oh, we got 7 people live now.
Get our shit back popping, man. When we had 7, we had it popping out here, man. Fuck is going on? Now we over here at 11, motherfucking midnight, 1 o'clock in the motherfucking morning. This ain't no Friday.
I know, right?
This ain't no Friday night.
Then you gotta go to work, man.
Like, what's really fucking popping out here, God? That shit is not a good look. Block Talk, man. You pussy, you need to put us back on at our right fucking time, man. Because people get used to hearing us at 7 to 9, maybe even later than that, man.
Yeah, it definitely would be 10 times better if it was at 7.
Yeah, this Block Talk pussy, man. Fuck the vent, son. Oh, my God.
Save for tomorrow while I'm whining.
Yeah, save for tomorrow, man.
Save for tomorrow. I said that shit
tomorrow,
10 tomorrow minutes, nigga.
Might not be on the air.
I said that shit in 10 minutes, nigga.
Yeah. Is that right?
If you want to get technical, if you want to get technical, Wednesday's in 10 minutes, pa.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Why don't you get on the chat room and hold it down?
Yeah, hear them pussies.
Hey, what do you think about virgins, man? What do you think about 24-year-old virgins?
24? Wow. What are you
24-year-old virgins.
What are you doing with your life, man? You need to get a cock yet at 24?
Huh?
You ain't get no cock.
Hey, Cooper, how old were you when you first lost your virginity?
I was 18.
Late bloomer.
Oh, you was 18?
Yep.
Late bloomer. God
18
damn.
Minus 8, huh? Okay.
Late bloomer.
Uh-huh. What about you, SD?
Scared of the D.
When I lost my shit, I lost my shit at 15,
Yeah, I was 13. But see, it's all 6'4's fault because his back in the Queens days, his how can I put it? One of his girls, and it's funny because this is around the era when
you grotted one of his chicks.
One of his chicks' girlfriends. See, we all know that 6'4 is 4 years older than me. So when I was 13, the chick was 17.
Who was this now? What was the chick's name?
Oh, man. Fine.
Sure, we ain't gonna put names out there.
I forget who it was, but he was boning her out, and her friend started fondling me, and I pretty much got raped at the age of 13.
Let's go.
I
bet it.
I played. Oh, wait a minute. It might have been Claudette. Claudette's homegirl. Yeah. And Claudette put me onto the game. But I remember that day so well because it's like me, old little, at that time I was playing with cars, like old little pussy boy, playing with cars on the floor and, you know, acting like I'm a cop. Woo, 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 yee. Some stupid shit.
At 13, my dude?
Yeah, 13. So what? Fuck you. So anyway, somebody shut SD's mic off. Anyway,
neither. No,
get back because you was playing with him at 13, nigga.
Huh?
This guy never used to curse. I used to be like, oh, this guy's gay.
Yeah, I used to then curse or nothing. I'd be like, yo, F you, man. F you. And then I went to, you know, boot camp, got my war boots, came back, man.
Yeah,
fuck
nigga,
you, nigga.
You sound like a Neanderthal.
Niggas used to be like,
yeah, boot camp.
I'd be chilling, and they'd be like, yo, Raheem, say fuck you again. Fuck you. Oh, yo, this nigga cursed. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember I walked upstairs.
A word, Raheem?
You know what?
You noticed that, right?
You did it to yourself, dog.
Hmm?
You did it to yourself, exactly. You noticed that, right?
What?
Did I miss something?
You said it yourself.
Oh, whoa. Oh, did I?
It.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm about to get on. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm hanging up on
people. I just repeated what you said.
Yeah, I didn't even peep it. I'm so deep into the... Oh, anyway, so I'm walking up the steps. I hear a whole bunch of moaning and pounding on the floor. So I walk upstairs. And this is Brother Love for you. I'm about to get the pause from SD, but this is Brother Love.
Pause!
Yeah, yeah. I go, and as I open the door, who do I see on the floor? Hey, yo, E.
What up?
I see L.E. with his chick on one bed.
Oh,
and the bed right next to the bed to L.E.'s bed is 6'4 with a chick. And all four of them are ass, butt-ass naked.
Oh, I used to love that house, B. I'm telling you.
They're all ass naked getting it in. And I'm just sitting there like it ain't nothing. And I mean, I'm just like, he's like, yo, go give me. I was a do boy. Go give me some ice water, man.
Was that the tattooed chick?
That you was boning out?
No. That this guy was boning out.
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you about that chick, B. This chick wanted to fuck me so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What happened was...
He's lying.
No, listen, dog. he can attest to it. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, right? We was in the bed. I started out, I'm going to give you the story. It started out, I was boning my chick, right? So, I was putting in my work, whatever, you know, sweating up a storm, hitting from the back. All you heard was just ass meat. Boom, just ass meat. You know what I'm saying? And the girl came into the room and she heard that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl is looking, she's peeking her head around the corner in the room. And I'm not paying attention. I'm trying to wear that ass out. So the girl I'm boning looks back. And she stops me. She's like, yo, what are you doing in here? What are you looking at? You know, she starts to wild out a little bit. I'm like, yo, relax. I'm like, oh, this bitch is looking. That's crazy.
That's a shot, nigga. Fuck crazy.
Part two. Boning. I go back to boning. But another 10 minutes later, the chick pokes her head around. So, you know, my girl stops me again. Like, yo, this is bullshit, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, hold on. I'm trying to defuse the situation. You know me, Mr. Nice Guy. Trying to defuse the situation. Like, yo, shorty, listen. What's going on? What, you know, why couldn't you keep, what, you want to join or something like that?
Straight trees.
That's all I had to say. Next thing you know, this dude and this chick come in the room. I'm wearing my girl out. He's doing things to his girl. I'm touching his girl while I'm wearing this girl out. I'm holding my girl's head down in the pillow so she don't see me touching on the other girl. Yo. Let me tell you something, man. That was one of the best days of my life, though. Tell me.
Popping. Yeah, that house was definitely, it was out of control. Oh, you know who I wanted to bone out, dog? You know who I wanted to bone, dog. And if I could find her and if she's still sexy, I would still holler at her.
Oh.
When the light-skinned chick used to be in the crib, they got probably all boned out.
What did she look like?
She was light-skinned. She, real gangster. She used to fight your moms all the time.
You talking about my stepsister?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I boned her.
You boned her?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Hold on.
I know you're talking about. Start with the O.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, bonus.
Man, because I always wanted to, man, I swear.
She had a nice little body, too, man.
Yeah.
Nice little body. Oh, man.
I heard she her face now was like beef patty meat.
Yeah, that shit looks like
meat.
My God. That shit looks like Velveeta cheese. Somebody threw hot Velveeta cheese on her face. Shit looks crazy. Last time I saw her, like, maybe 5 years ago. I don't know where she's at now. She might be in jail or some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know,
but those were the times, man.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yo, dog, I love the house so much, man. You know, we had a plan. This was the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time, I did this throughout my whole life. If I get an apartment now, I'll do the same exact thing. Every time we brought chicks to the house, right?
mm-hmm.
I would always turn up the heat to like 85, son. I turn up the heat to 85. Girls be like, yo, it's so hot in here. Can you turn down the heat? I'd be like, yo, it's broken. I don't know. Straight up, dog. I'd be like, yo, it's broken. I can give you a T-shirt. Maybe you could take off your clothes and you want a T-shirt or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You already know. You already know what it was after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You already know, kid. That shit was beautiful, man. Beautiful.
All right, man. Well, I'm gonna play a song over there. You know, nice, spicy, sexy song. I'm gonna actually play like two songs back to back. And then we're gonna get back on the topic. This is definitely for the mood, man. Like, it's an old song. It ain't that old, but it's old. But yeah, it's definitely making panties wet. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Tell me if you have to, you know, wring out your panties after
tell
you.
Tell me if you got to switch panties, Ma.
Yeah, word up. Man, when we go, speaking of panties, what kind of panties you got on right now? Yeah, before I play this song.
Answer the question, woman.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt what?
No doubt what?
I don't got nothing on right now.
Oh, okay.
All right, that works.
I just got out the shower.
Ooh.
It works.
Ooh.
No panties on right now.
Yeah.
The wet look, huh?
It's got the wet mm-hmm. look, yeah.
Gina, but see, you're messed up about the shower part, because I like a little stink.
The wet nipple.
I like a little stink. I want to eat.
Come on,
eat.
Man. Freeze that. Freeze that. We're not doing that right now. We're not doing that right now. We're working with clean pussy right now. Working with clean, moist cho-cha right now.
Cho-cha. Yo, keep it locked. This is David Banner. Play.
Oh, that's my shit, nigga. Oh, hip, girl.
This is the TD Show. Make sure you hit us up on those damn lines. 347-215-8388. Technical difficulties. JJ the S Man. LE. Kuba. SD. A lot, baby. One.
Run, girl.
Bring your ass sweaty, cause I love it when it's broken. Take it in, jiggle it, shout it. jiggle it, and do your thing in the club. This is Jim Leek, you know I'm ruling on them dubs. I'm a young dude, but you know I'm street smart. I had this girl, she's sweet, just like the sweet talk. If you see me in the club, know that I ain't a retard. I'm young, flying, flashy, and that's the truth, though, girl. You can dance, well, let me see something. You can roll with the team if you wanna be something. Just pop it. Can shake it on the dance floor like Million. You can dip if you get low. Oh, show me what you working with. You look so fine, you need to just go jiggle it. My teeth glistening, they shine when I'm whispering. I smile for a second and the crowd starts shivering. Me, about to blow this track up, so back up.
Jiggle it, jiggle it.
I wanna see you act up.
Jiggle it, jiggle it.
Club is off the hook. Looking at Leek, you know I'm off the books. Come on, shorty, shake that thing. Just show me how you work that frame. Body of a diva, shaped like a bottle. Up in the club, looking like a model. Maybe America's next. Shining like the diamonds up in my Rolex. Oh!
Young Leek, Black Star. Next level, next level, let's go.
Jiggle
it, jiggle it, jiggle it, jiggle it, jiggle it.
Want to say something? Want to put it out there? If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. I want to be on you. Wait. Wait.
Yeah. We're back in the mix. 347-215-8388. That was a little mix-up of, for the, sexy topic that's going on. It's now time to get into the griminess of everything. The dirtiest, the kinkiest, the nastiest. 48 minutes left. My team is back in the building. Kuba, SD, and LE.
What up?
Ain't shit, man.
Fuck is going on?
Why are you so angry, man, on a sexy day like this?
Always angry, man. Even when I'm getting pussy, I'm angry.
Oh. Oh, wow.
How's that?
So you're on that Onyx, Onyx.
Make pussy pay, you know what I'm saying? I don't pay for pussy.
Oh, wow.
God damn it, that shouldn't have just fucking happened. Shit.
Oh, man, you got this guy. We got a one we got one guest in the room trying his hardest to get at Cooper.
Come on, fam, fall back, man. This is already reserved, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's right, tell him. I have a fucking stalker.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Ain't nothing over here for you, pimp. Ain't nothing over here for you, pimp.
You know, it's funny because while SD is talking, LE is quiet. Which means that's LE, right?
Why do you always put it on me, man?
Because you're quiet. Because
you like fucking with me, that's why.
Probably is you with your stinking ass.
You like to see me when I'm angry.
I don't even know how to type. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. He's frightened,
uh-huh.
Mijo.
Mike, I'm laying in bed
Mijo.
Right now, man.
Yeah, all right, Mijo.
Yeah. Yo, Barney Rubble on the face ass, nigga.
About to get on this Chet Stedman in the face ass.
About to get on this Sergeant Slaughter in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, Ray Romano in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, Tony Montana in the face ass chick.
Jack Dempsey in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, Jack Nicholson in the face ass chick.
Every Seinfeld in the face ass, nigga.
Face ass chick.
Oh, Tom Green in the face ass chick.
Walter Cronkite in the face ass chick.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher in the face ass chick.
Oh, China from WWE in the face ass chick.
Bruce Willis in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Morgan Freeman in the face ass nigga. Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm done with you. Hold on. I'm texting real quick. I ain't done with you, motherfucker.
Cold or hot? You like it in the heat or in the cold? Like winter or summer?
What you talking about?
Summer?
What you talking about?
Sex-wise.
Oh, hot, nigga? who the fuck is trying to fuck in the winter time?
Oh, I love that. Like, when it's snowing outside, I open the windows wide open.
I mean,
get under the sheets.
I mean, come on, don't you sound foolish. Like, what's really going on? Like, are you paying a heat bill?
Huh?
Like, are you paying a heat bill?
No.
Oh, all right.
That's
why. Well, see, yeah, I get free heat.
Oh, yeah, nigga, you get free heat. That's what's up. I fucking swear you live in the projects or something, nigga.
No. Why, in the PJs, you pay for heat?
Nah, you don't pay for none of that.
Hell no, you don't pay for heat. Hell no.
Pay for
I don't think so.
What you pay for in the PJs? Just gas or some shit, right?
Nah, you don't pay.
Sorry,
you pay
even hey, gas,
you know, she's getting her hair done. What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
So these niggas sound like fags.
They don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything. Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just bring her from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not going to use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Oh, idiot.
Niggas sound mad homo. Is niggas gay or something?
Oh,
yo,
no. That's Napoleon Dynamite.
Get some clips from Superbad, yo.
Huh?
Niggas sound
mad gay. Get some clips from Superbad.
What did he say?
So get
Superbad.
Some clips from Superbad.
McLovin.
Who the fuck is your man, Cuba? A white boy?
Yeah, dog meat.
No.
Nah, baby, I got better things to do than to bullshit with you.
Come on, man. It's the same stalker.
It's E, man. It's E.
Why the fuck do you always...
It is him.
Because it's you, God. Because you're the only one. You're the only one that plays that role.
Hell yeah. He's the only quiet suspect nigga on here.
I'm telling you, this is super bad. I'm not the quiet one here. What are you talking about?
You're the quiet one. You're trying to whisper sweet nothings in somebody's ear.
Bad head, nigga. Not on my watch, nigga.
He's a not on my watch, nigga.
Not on my watch, nigga. That shit while I'm asleep, you Ranger Smith in the face ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Ranger Bob in the face ass nigga.
We're on this Sideshow Mel in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Transformer in the face ass nigga.
Ah, what's going on this William Shatner in the face ass nigga?
I'm about to go on this old Bo Jangles in the face ass nigga.
Old Mel Torme in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Pitbull in the face ass chick.
Going to this Kwame in the face ass nigga.
Oh. He crisscrosses the face ass nigga.
Oh, I'm about to come on this. I'm about to get that thing on Little Shop of Horror in the face ass nigga.
Ah, I'm about to get that. Ah, I'm about to get at this. Ah! I'm about to get on this special ed in the face ass nigga.
I want to get on this Big Daddy Kane in the face ass chick.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, this MC Hammer the face ass nigga. Can't touch the stand.
Oh man. Oh, One Republic in the face ass chick. Oh, Pat Poos in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to go in on this Hillary Rodham Clinton in the face ass nigga.
I want to come with this old little Scrappy in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get at this.
ODB in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get at this John Witherspoon in the face ass nigga.
Old Marlon Wayans in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Damon Wayans in the face ass nigga.
To get on this Larry Bird in the face ass nigga.
This nigga's tennis shoes look like he was stepping in mud all day.
I'm talking about your tennis shoes, E.
Oh,
no, you're not talking about mine.
Can't be talking about my tennis shoes.
You put them on blast.
You talking about my tennis shoes, baby. Johnny Mackerel in the face, my nigga.
Oh, man. I'm a greedy bastard. Mm.
Yeah, I'm about to go in, too. I got some pot I just made, too. My pot.
Hey, Cuba, Cabo, Cuba.
What's up?
Did you eat today?
Of course I ate.
What'd you eat?
I don't remember.
Lying.
front.
No, I did.
Malnutritious in the face of Earth's turkey.
Yeah, she's not
here. No, yes, I did.
What'd you eat then?
I forgot what I ate.
Exactly. How do you forget what you ate?
Pollo.
Because I don't remember what I wore either.
Napoleon Dynamite.
I'll have to look in the hamper to remember what I wore.
It's called the Napoleon Dynamite. That's chick. Oh, shit. That's really stupid.
Yo, Strowman bread guy and a face ass nigga.
Oh man, I'm about to get on this Dell guy in a face ass nigga.
SpongeBob in a face ass nigga.
Yeah, start claiming his world boots to a T.
Oh, squid work and a face ass chick.
Going on this Diesel in the face ass nigga.
Damn, going on this secret scroll in a face ass nigga.
You Obama Barack in the face ass nigga.
Barack Obama in the face ass. Told you some Barack Obama in the face ass nigga. Governor Spitzer in the face, right?
Oh, Governor McGreevy in the face.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
That nigga's trying to eat off my plate, man. My plate right there. My plate right there. Anything done is my plate, man. Sending a Bob Dole in the face, ass nigga.
This is roasting time.
On this rerun in the face, ass nigga.
Family Guy in the face, ass nigga.
Oh, Stewie in the face ass nigga.
Cedric the Saint in the face ass nigga.
In on this damn war boot.
Flag it on your war boot.
I can figure out why this damn microwave.
Yo, E.
What up?
The chick, the Mexican chick that I was boning out, she looked like Eon Flux.
Wow. Eon Flux is kind of sexy, though.
Yeah, but she's skinny as hell.
Yeah, but yo,
like, she can slide underneath a door.
So, I remember this skinny girl I fucked one time in, a couple times, actually. And this chick, she used to fucking just come. Like, there was no tomorrow. I was like, whoa.
It's funny. I met a boy just like that. It was actually your mother.
I knew he was gonna say that. So
you knew it was coming.
You know what?
Too bad his mama didn't.
I walked right into it. So
yeah, just like your mother walked into my bedroom.
Sorry, it's done. It's done more than his mom's.
Your mother's legs stay up in the air like light poles.
Yo, what the fuck is going on? Microwave, B? That shit just turned off on the god.
Pay your electric bill.
Nah, nigga. Otherwise, my light behind me wouldn't be on. What the fuck? Come on, son. I'm trying to heat the pie up. What's popping?
You messed up your pie time, dog.
I just want to pull the cereal.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Don't play with me right now, man. I got the milk out.
I need some damn jelly.
Oh, any of you guys are women? Are y'all into, like, the candle play?
What is all
I want a chick to, like, just pour a bucket of candle wax on my face.
What is this, Bambi or something?
Huh?
This guy's gay.
What's
that
movie?
He's just gay. He's gay. Him and Ace are lovers.
Yeah, he's Bambi in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Deuce Bigelow in the face ass nigga.
Oh, yeah. Smeagol in the face ass nigga.
Smeagol in the face ass.
Yo, Beanie Siegel in the face ass chick.
You last of the Mohicans in the face ass nigga.
Last of the Mohicans.
He hit you with the Daniel Day Lewis in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Get that shit out of here. Let's go show him out. Whoa. Easy.
What's the craziest thing you ever poured on a chick?
Craziest thing I ever poured on a chick?
Yeah.
Tartar sauce.
What?
Tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce?
Yeah, funny.
Wow.
So are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious. I was finna eat some fish. You hear me? I was finna eat some I was finna eat some fish before I got up in the coochie.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just happened to be, well, she's doing her little thing or whatever. I'm laying there. I was thinking about eating my fish while I was fucking her, to be real with you. You know what I mean? I just dipped my finger in this shit and just started fucking with her. Nah, where the mother? Started drawing shit on her titties and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was tartar sauce for me.
What about you, E?
Eve's pouring 40s on bitches.
No, I can't recall pouring anything on a chick, but I remember I put an ink pen in a bitch pussy once.
Oh wow!
You know how you bite on that tip of the pen so it's all jagged and fucked up.
Wow.
She was pretty upset too. Yo, wow. She was pretty upset. I was like, "Oops, my bad."
Wow.
But you know, I was fucking bored, so I was like, "Eh, whatever." She was laying there naked. We was in college too. She was laying there naked and bored, and I just, you know, put the pen in the pussy. And she was like, "Yo, I can't believe you just did that."
Yeah.
And then she whopped me off.
No, whopped me off.
I do sauce, but I done ate while I was fucking. I done smoked a blunt while I was fucking. I done did it all, dog.
Well, me, I gotta find any lube, so I sprayed some WD-40 on a bitch's pussy before.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That made me happy, baby. It was nice and loose over in there. What about you, Cuba?
I've had, like, the strawberries, cherries, whipped cream, and all that.
That's about it.
That's corny. You need to
that's
step
basic.
Your game up.
Yeah, word. I mean.
Step your game up, Cuba.
And get some melted metal poured on your back or something.
Well, that tartar sauce, it'll do you good.
That tartar sauce, right?
Some hot sauce, something.
Mayonnaise.
Definitely, yeah.
Some of that talcum powder. Straight up.
Some old, right, you know.
Right to the back of that neck.
Straight to the back of the neck. Some old, some gold bond poured on your neck.
Yeah, straight up. Some foot powder or something.
Some foot powder.
Gotta get it
here. Salt and pepper.
Yeah. Gotta get it in.
Gotta be creative.
Gotta be. Tartar sauce was the best, son. Wow.
There's one chick I was having sex with her. And I was like, at first I didn't want to do it, but she came out my man and told me I'm a bitch and my pussy and all that. What the fuck?
You're like a fucking woman turning down pussy. What are you doing?
Exactly. Shorty was like, yo, I want you to fuck the shit out of me and then take that wine bottle over there and smack me in the back of the head with it.
Wow.
I said, Shorty, nah, you ain't getting me locked up. The bitch signed consent form and all that. So I did it.
Hey, hold on.
Wow.
Have you ever shoved anything in a girl's pussy?
Huh?
Have you ever shoved anything in a girl's pussy?
Shoved?
I put what do you call that thing? An avocado?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put one of those in a chick's twat before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, did it fit on inside?
Yeah, sure did.
Wow.
She gets it in. Yeah, I stuck that, and you know the little teddy bears that comes with the honey? The honey,
yeah,
and it's like, take like a teddy bear or whatever. I put that shit in
the
bitch before, too.
I put a suave bottle. You know the suave shampoo?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Chicks get it in out here.
Made that
shit. Put an avocado in a chick. Chicks get it in.
I mean, I use the pickle on a cucumber or whatever.
You ain't never. Come on. Then that's like easy access.
Oh, well, no, actually, I'm lying. I actually used a mustard, like the bottom of the mustard, put up in here. When it actually fit, I actually left it alone. It's too wild, I mean.
But that should hang out.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
What about you, Cuba?
No, thank you.
You never had nothing stuck up in you that should be.
Oh, hell no.
Damn, yo, you are no fun, God. What the fuck?
No, I don't want no fucking bottle scraping up on top. I want something smoother. I don't want nothing.
You want something smooth?
Nothing jagged in your shit.
Yeah.
Listen, a bottle.
Okay, what about
in the caps and I don't.
Or what about a mustard bottle then? It's smooth at the bottom.
Yeah, straight up.
Kind of, yeah, but that's nah, like no.
And I should turn
that's just pointy at the top. Are you fucking crazy? You're going to stab me.
Oh, whoa, no. I'm not talking about the top. You're stuff on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
oh, hell. Do you see how? Yeah.
Damn,
the fuck out of here. No, I'm good, I tell you.
I worry about a ketchup bottle. It's flat at the top.
Yeah, man, I need to find something new. I need to find something new to stick up in here. You know what I mean?
No, I think a cucumber is your best bet, B.
Cucumber, avocado, whatever, man.
Yeah, get.
No, the cavo's kind of big.
I mean, hey, that shit fit in our shit, too.
Cucumber, though. The cucumber is where it's at right now. Maybe a mango.
What about a celery stalk or some shit?
Celery stalk.
What about a kiwi?
Yeah, straight. I mean, yeah, kiwi can fit.
You know what? You know what's funny, E?
What's that?
My head resembles a kiwi.
Yeah, so why don't you try sticking your head up a chick's booty or something?
Oh, well, so I'll be a butt head? Head in the butt?
Head in the butt. Well, try sticking your head in her twat or something. Twat in the face.
I want to give a big shout out to all the Mexicans that served me at Popeye's at that rest stop.
What's really going on with this bitch? Like, why she got? Oh man!
I also want to give a shout out to all the guests in the chat room holding it down, as well as Cuba Caba.
The chat line, the chat room reapers. Where you at?
That Dan, I don't think he's there anymore. I think he.
Yeah.
He logged out.
Huh? Yeah, I bet he did.
Mysteriously logged out. Mysteriously logged out.
I know I like rough sex. What about you, Cuba?
I like rough sex.
Like, you know, I can smack you in the face or some shit like that?
Not in the face. I don't like nobody touching my face.
I'm going to palm your face.
You can pull my hair. You can smack my ass.
I'm going to palm your face like I'm palming a basketball.
Oh,
nah. Fuck over here.
Nah, good.
And I'm going to smush all up by your mouth, so all the damn hair is like... Straight up. And my other hand is in my other hand. While that hand is over your face, smushing your face in, the other hand is around your throat.
Well, then you really got to have my pussy wet. Really wanting it.
Well, all of that, definitely get that cat wet. Guarantee you that.
Yeah.
It's loogie, the saliva that'll get it wet.
Yeah, it's the saliva that'll get it wet.
That's what it is. You gotta hop a loogie in two.
Man. That's
just gotta be bad. Ew. I'm fucking clammy. Ew.
I've done that to plenty of girls. And
that seems crazy.
Like, you gotta act crazy with them. Like,
some off the wall shit.
Yeah, girls are crazy. You one of the. My thing is, when you fuck a girl, she has to remember you.
Exactly.
That you did.
And you have to remember that. You was, like, one of the real niggas that laid it down, God.
Like,
exactly.
This guy is a fucking animal. Like, I remember I had this guy, like, whatever your story is, I had this guy do this to me. You want to be that guy that she's talking about.
Exactly. Like, for instance.
Like, yo, this nigga was fucking me like a stone test bunny or some shit. Word of mother.
Like, I dressed up in, for Halloween, I'll never forget. I dressed up as the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, Lord.
And I had one of those, you know, the thing that he hits the drum with? I was smacking the back of her head with it. So, you know what I mean? She'll never forget. I mean, she's been in the hospital for, like, 3 years now, but she'll never forget. Hey, I make you happy, baby. Hey, Cooper, you got an identical sister so I can just come on her face?
Straight up.
No, I don't.
I want to come. I'm tired of y'all. Listen, man. Open your fucking mouth. This is where my shit is going. We're not wasting kids on faces and blouses no more, man.
On blouses.
Yeah, fuck all the light. Wasting my kids on a blouse.
A blouse?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just keeping it hard. Like, I don't know no other way to keep it. Like,
well, how about wasting them inside a condom?
I mean,
oh wow,
how about it? Like,
listen, condoms are for fucking losers, all right?
Like, listen.
I'm taking this shit back.
Condoms are for losers?
I mean, I don't know about that shit. Like, you know what I mean, I don't know about that shit. I'll leave that up to him.
You know what? That would explain why L.E. when he walks, he limps. Because he has that package. He has a house in Virginia.
Yeah, he probably got the gift and the curse.
Gift and the curse.
The gift and the curse in one session. But
Raw dog with a rash, baby.
Listen, oh, Lord.
Pause.
Man, 9 times out of 10, man, 9 times out of 10, I'm pulling my shit out of the pussy, putting it into the mouth, and that's what it comes to.
That's just
9 times out of 10. There's that one time that I will actually shoot off in the condom, but
this is my trademark. You never heard anybody else say this. That's why you call a woman's mouth a cock garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck my cock in your garage.
Yeah. Shut your fucking cock garage. Like when the woman is going off at the mouth, shut your fucking cock garage.
Okay. I'd like to know what comic view you got that from.
Yo, that's me. That's all me, B.
Nah, you didn't. I heard that somewhere.
You didn't hear it anywhere.
No.
You didn't, I'm telling you.
No, dog, I heard that from somewhere.
Tell me, I'm feeling like, yo, Ma, close your cock shoe.
Yo, if you heard that anywhere, I'll give you $500.
All right. Oh, well, I owe you.
Wait, hold on.
I already owe you $900, so, you know.
Find something that you heard it, and I'll give you $500.
You know, I don't know you have a dick in your mouth, man. Back up.
Yeah, it sounds like he's working for a telemarketing company. So.
I'm laying down thinking about Cuba right now. That's why.
Oh, boy.
Oh, balls.
One hand on my meat.
Oh, balls.
Oh, save that. Save that for the gay. Save that for the gay Shylon niggas.
For real, because you got some other dudes on the phone right now, too. And if you can get up to another dude's voice.
Word.
Come on,
balls.
You know what? Come
yeah,
on, dog.
Shut up. Just shut up for a second. Shut up.
Nah, fuck that.
Oh, nah,
right.
Dog.
Hold on.
Fuck out of here. Hell.
I can hear people breathing. Hold on. I can hear them breathing. Hold on.
Oh, you're a clown. You sound like a
come
white
on,
boy.
Yo, breathe for me, baby. Breathe for
like
me.
A white boy. So I can hear breathing. Y'all was watching Dave Chappelle.
Hey,
Y'all was watching.
Hey, that brother has been muted.
Oh, all right. No doubt. Good. Yo, that shit, that he just said, God, I swear I heard that shit. I'm fucking Dave Chappelle.
What?
Dave Chappelle, when he was like, I don't want to hear you breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The chick was like, yo. The chick was like, you want to try having sex now? He was like, yeah. He's like, well, can I turn off this R&B music, please? Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah. She was like, I actually kind of do it. I want to do it with the lighter because I want to hear you breathing. I'm dying, God. That shit was so funny, God. Oh, my goodness. All right, unmute that brother. See what he got to say.
All right.
My hand is still on my meat.
Yo, that was perfect. As soon as I muted him, nigga said, my hand is still on my meat.
He's probably talking the whole time.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, that was funny.
Asshole.
That was funny.
When you're here for unmute me, bitch. Fuck yourself.
Who put that?
L-E.
Oh.
He put LOL, where are you from, 3890. Then he put unmute me, bitch.
Sure
then
not.
he said, fuck this show. My hand is still on my meat.
Hell. Yeah, niggas be having to tell us, man, to unmute niggas. They don't be paying attention.
I called before and the guy had me on hold for like, I don't know how
long. Son! I'm a host and I'll be on hold from that long.
I don't be noticing, though, because out of nowhere, y'all niggas be being muted. I'll be talking and I'll be like, yo, where's SD at? And I'll look. And they'll have an X over here and shit. I'm like, oh, Lord.
What's the score on that Memphis game?
On that what game?
The Memphis game.
Nigga, that shit is over.
Is it? Oh, they have a replay. They have a replay. What was the final score?
I mean, I don't remember the final score, but I think,
Nets won?
Matter of fact, it was somewhere, something similar to like 105 to 100.
The Nets won?
Nah, the Nets lost.
Of course. Why would they win? All
right. I'm saying of course, well, they better than the Knicks, nigga.
Yeah, anybody's better. I'm better than the fucking Knicks myself.
Oh, boy.
Fucking Knicks are terrible. I don't know, man. The Knicks are all right. But they, I don't know. Anyway, this is not sports talk. Cuba, take off your clothes.
Straight up.
They already off.
Oh, wow.
Already, man.
Oh, yeah. We got to, you know, smack your ass right quick.
Oh, Lord.
No, I already did that.
All right, do it again. One more time.
Yeah, I already did that. It's old already.
Wait, what?
Yeah, please, do something else. Do something else.
That's okay.
Get a cucumber out the fridge.
Baby, look, either smack your ass or play with your pussy.
Yo, I swear I was just about to say put a finger in
you. You're a twat. You're a twat.
You know what you need? You need another female host so you can damn, because everybody's going hard at Cuba.
I'll be going harder at her too if she had another host.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hard on both of them.
What happened to La Chocolate?
La Chocolate, yo, I don't know.
She got sensitive.
Yo, she gets sensitive, and then there's a whole bunch of other issues that come into play with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, because she deleted her MySpace again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course. Yep. She's whack. She's whack with it, man.
She's corny,
boy. You have a MySpace, and then you go on request niggas or whatever, and then when I get your request and I go to look at your page, I can't see no fucking pictures. That's whack. That's very whack. I'm not saying you're whack, Chocolate, but that was a whack move.
No, I'm saying you're whack. This is JJ. You're whack.
I mean, from rumor has it, she is kind of cute, though. That's just rumor having it right now. I don't know.
She's cute, but she has pancakes.
She has Earl buns, right? What the fuck are you doing? What you doing around? What you doing with a backside like Earl or some shit, right?
Earl.
Her back goes to the bottom of her butt.
Yeah, girl.
Back starts at the bottom of a
butt. Back is as straight as a wall. Right.
Like if you take a butter knife and go down the spine of her back, you cut off nothing.
Going in on her right now.
Yeah, it really is.
If she put a butt in the guillotine, it would be safe.
It's all right, Mom. We understand. Yeah. We know you don't got no ass. We know you got ass like a fucking vacant book bag. It happens, Ma. It happens. Not everybody can have books in their book bag, Ma.
Somebody slapped on the ass with a shovel?
Something. It's all right, though. What the fuck is you doing? Pressing flash, nigga?
Yeah.
You think I wouldn't know, nigga? I'm from the hood. I know what flash sound like.
Yeah.
Come on, son. You good. Stop pressing that shit.
Nah, because I can hear this loud-ass echo on my phone.
Oh, Lord. It's got to be one of
the...
You're going to
hang up on one of us.
It's got to
be one of the
most... It's going away. It's
got to be one of the most hoodest shows on Block Club Radio.
That's why this nigga's at 11.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's why I'm at
3 in the morning.
Huh?
Technical difficulties at 3 in the morning. 3 to 5.
Yeah, right? Like, what the fuck, yo? We need some... Oh, man, I'm about to go on a hunt.
What's going on in the chat line? Anything?
You probably going on over there. Nigga.
No, I'm not even. I'm laying down now.
Ain't nobody going. Ain't nothing.
Yeah, this chick just sent a picture of her tits.
Really?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
My computer's right next to me. Hold on for a second.
Chick,
nigga,
just pervert ass,
nigga.
Tits?
Let me open it up.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
It couldn't have been the Mexican broad, because...
She has a chest like Earl.
She has a boy chest.
She has a chest like an emery board. A nail file.
Yeah, right? She got chest like a backboard, nigga.
Hey, what's the best type of girl to have sex with? A big girl or a skinny girl or a bitch with a body?
It's all about the big bitches, nigga. It's all about the big bitches, nigga.
You know what? Big bitches are not too bad, dude.
Big bitches know how to work it, God. Because you can give all the cock to a big chick, God. Skinny chick, you got to be like, it's in my stomach, and this, that, and the third. Come on, lay your motherfucking ass still. And keep your ass in the air.
Well, one thing about, like, if they got a body, I know if they're short, like, you know, short, like, under 5'5". And this short, nice little body. No matter what position you put him in, you're going to be in their stomach.
Yeah, you're hitting that ass straight up.
You can try not to, but you're going to be deep in their stomach. It's because they're short.
I'll be liking that shit. Bitches holding their stomach. What are you holding your stomach for, man? Ain't nothing coming out of that shit.
Yes,
oh,
it is. Oh, yes, there is blood.
Your belly button.
I mean, blood. Yeah, but you know. They holding on to their shit like,
If you hold it, it's going to stop hurting.
Because you feel something in your belly button. That shit feels weird.
Yeah, I know that has to feel weird.
It goes
weird,
to your belly button?
Like,
yeah.
Really, y'all really be feeling that shit, like, all up in your stomach, huh? Like,
yeah.
Is it a good feeling? Or, because I
heard.
Like, what's going on? Like, is it,
it's good, but it's weird at the same time. Because there's times that you just, like, you know, you just shove in there. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, like. You know, you kind of, like, lose your breath for a second.
Niggas never be realizing that. God damn, we be in these bitches' stomachs, nigga.
Yeah.
We be in these bitches' stomachs. We think we in a pussy. We in the stomach, nigga. Straight up. I don't be realizing it until I actually just look down like, yo, this bitch is holding her stomach right now. I'm in her stomach. Fuck her pussy. I'm in her stomach.
You know, when you got the old hands on the thighs, that's how you know.
Straight up.
Hey,
I must be doing something right.
I hope, I hope you're not like 6'4" and you be taking a tongue in the ass.
Oh shit!
I hope not.
Do I do it or do I receive it?
Do you get your salad tossed?
Oh, listen, let me tell you something.
Oh man.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Niggas have got their salad tossed. Oh my god.
Just answer the question, man.
I'm about to mute my own mic out here.
Let me tell you something. All right? God, I do everything.
Oh, hold on, you gotta clarify everything.
Yo, mute his fucking mic, B.
Mute his mic.
Mute his shit. I want to say something.
I do everything.
Dog, you gotta clarify everything, dog.
All right, not everything. I mean, no gay shit, obviously.
Oh, I'm thinking a tongue in your ass is pretty gay.
Nah, that's rimming. That's what I was talking about, rimming, man. Rimming, yo, let me tell you something, B. Rimming is where it's at, man.
Wait. I'm confused. I'm saying, have you ever got in the fetal position and took a tongue in your ass?
Yeah, he has.
I'm not going to say that I got in the fetal position, all right?
Oh, so knees and the chest.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, that young man's mic is muted. Go ahead, SD.
Hold on, family member. Yo, I know you didn't just say what I think you just said.
I think maybe we heard wrong.
Yeah, I'm thinking I heard wrong. I know I didn't hear this man just say he had his knees in his motherfucking chest.
Yeah.
While he was getting his nuts and berries tossed. Wow.
Oh, you're killing me.
Wait, I'm gonna unmute him. I'm gonna unmute him.
Nah, hold up. Keep the nigga muted for a second. Yo, I know you hear me. Son, just tell me it's not true, dog. Like,
there's nothing berries.
Like, come on, go and get your fruits and berries, like, word. What are you really doing? Like, hold on. Yo, E, what are you really doing getting your fruits and berries licked on?
Not only that, with your knees and your chest, dog.
Yeah, with your knees and your chest. What, was you laying on your side? Like, what was you really doing? You was laying on your back? Like, what's really popping? Now unmute that man.
Maybe he was doing the dog pee on the hydrant.
On the curb.
Yeah, what was he doing? Yeah, he was doing the dog pee.
You're back on, man.
Unmute me.
I'm muted, dog.
Unmute.
You're unmuted.
Oh, I'm unmuted now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, I just wanted you to listen real quick. That's all.
Come on. Let me tell you something, right? First of all, okay, my knees weren't in my chest per se. Okay?
All I'm going to say
is this. It went.
The legs were in the air.
It went knob, then it went balls, and then what's under your balls?
Okay, see, bro, see, this is the deal, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Say I'm sitting down getting head. A chick's licking on my nuts, sucking my dick. I have to expose my ass by leaning back.
Yeah, like, yeah, legs have to be in the air.
What's going on?
slightly, your legs must be in the air and spread slightly for Dr. Hadman.
all you gotta do, I'm gonna tell you exactly what you do, all right?
Spreading his own cheeks.
Is you gotta
Cuba, you ever had somebody put a pillow under your ass?
A pillow under my ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, dog. Whoa. You're asking
he's
a female,
he's a
and you did a female trait.
He's a chick in the situation. Like, oh. Let me tell you something, all right? That right there, jackpot.
But you know what?
I'm not going to front. It's not really
the ways to hit the jackpot, dog.
No, I'm going to tell you this, because sometimes, like, I've had it done a couple of times, and I was just like, yo, like, it's not really that impressive. It's just like, all right, this chick here is very, you know, she's degrading herself by doing
she's
this.
Very nasty, yes.
Whatever, yeah, whatever. Like, a lot of chicks won't do that, but when you find someone who does do it, you're like this, oh, all right, she's, you know, she's pretty nasty. I wonder what else she'll do, you know? So it's not even about the act, but it's about, okay, she's done this. And
the motion, nigga.
It's not about the fucking
motion, nigga, you right.
You know? It's not even like the best feeling in the world at all.
Not popping either.
At all. No, it's not. I might never do it again. Just, but at least I can say I did it.
But why'd you do it more than once then?
Huh?
Yeah.
Obviously,
hell
like,
yeah.
Because look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I tried.
Whoa.
Like I almost attempted anal once, and let me tell you, when I like knew that I was like, listen, this is not happening. I don't like this. Like I didn't do it no more. And that's it.
Mhm.
Oh, so you had your asshole with
you. Oh, you've done it before. You've had somebody do it to you.
Oh, yeah, I've had somebody do it to me.
Oh, okay. How did it feel?
Hung in your ass? Like, in your ass?
Not in my ass.
Not in, but I'm talking about around.
It was all right.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not like the best feeling in the world.
I can't do it. I can't handle chick, dude. I can't handle chick, dude. That shit, hell no.
What?
I can't do that shit to no guy. Hell no.
My ass? Hell no.
Nah, I'm sorry.
That's
no.
What I'm saying. It's
hell no. I got a bad enough time trying to put my
tool in his ass. It's so taboo that, you know, it's kind of like, it's one of those things that you do. And you
it's not taboo for men, nigga.
I don't know. I particularly wouldn't do it.
All right, now, Cuba. I mean, L.E.M., we respect him, but keep it real. You know, we keep it funky on this show.
Straight up.
Keep it at 100. What do you think about guys with their legs in the air?
Oh, my God. Yo, stop making me sound like that, man. And my legs wasn't up in the air.
All right.
They was halfway up in there.
For granted. His legs was all the way up in the air. He might have spread his cheeks.
My legs were on the bed. My knees were up.
He might have just spread his cheeks.
That's it.
He did the bridge.
Look, you heard what I said. He just spread his cheeks away from this one. That's what he did. Yo, what the fuck be on your niggas' minds, God? Like, oh, my goodness.
There's
what?
Nothing wrong with trying that shit, man.
Son, there's plenty wrong with trying that.
Cuba, what do you think about that?
Oh, man, if a guy asked me, like, yo, lick my ass, I'd be like, whoa.
That shit ain't no preference.
Let me tell you something. Oh, as a matter of fact, the first time this girl did it to me, right?
Oh, my God. This nigga was laying on his stomach.
Whoa. I drank about a 12-pack of Heineken, right?
Oh, Lord.
So I was in Oklahoma, and we drove to Texas, right? And that shit just came out of nowhere.
Straight up. That's how E was sounding, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yo, this side. Oh, I'm not even gonna, you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
I can't. I'm not gonna go into further detail. But all I'm gonna say is, the first time I got it done, I was like, whoa, this chick is. What's going on here? Like, this.
I'd have been like, oh my God.
Is she doing this? And I was like,
you're letting that go down.
Listen.
You're letting it go down.
Yeah, you know what? I was letting it go down too because I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. All right, this is one of the things. That's just like a threesome. Okay, threesome is one of the things on my list.
All right, yeah.
You know?
Getting my ass licked isn't on my list.
I mean, you know,
this is the deal. If I'm getting
definitely not on my list either.
If I'm getting my cock licked and my nuts licked.
Yeah, and she just happens to quickly, you know,
She's gonna get her shit smacked before.
Yeah, now this is exactly what's gonna happen. I'm gonna turn into the sweet.
She's gonna get her shit smacked.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn into the. I'm gonna turn into the one. I'm gonna be like, first, I'm gonna be like cool with it. I'm like, you know, cool with the head and the nuts lick. And once I.
But what happens if it's a mistake? Like, you know how sometimes.
No, ain't no mistakes. There's no mistake.
There's no mistake.
You understand? You have to lift up. You got to fall back. You got to rock back a little bit for your ass to be exposed. But if that mistake happened to happen, I'm going to turn into this.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
No, hold on, brother. This is going to be me. But when I get my last raw out, I'm going to bite her fucking head off. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. There we go. Yeah.
I'll blow a fart in a bitch's face. She ever to try to put her fucking nose in my crack.
Okay, but wait. What if it's not technically your butt? Like, I say your butt cheeks are closed, but, you know, it's, she just graces it's like, you know, your butt cheeks.
Why are you anywhere below my balls?
Right. There's no way that could happen. You know why? Because your Franks and Beans are Florida, okay?
Hmm.
Your Franks and Beans are in the U.S. And your asshole is in Cuba. There's a lot of water separating
Franks. Don't worry. That's what I'm saying. There's a no-fly zone in there.
There's a lot of water separating that area. So if you're down in Cuba, you're in Cuba. You know what I'm saying? So... There's no mistake.
It's either you get ahead or she eating your ass. There's no
right.
mistake.
Believe me.
Yeah, we will.
And chicks have said that. Yeah.
Take your word for it.
Chicks have said, you know, oh, well, it's the best thing that a guy can do, and nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
And they also say, like, guys, they come up with an excuse. They go, oh, well, dog, when you get married... You know, you run out of experiences, so you just start trying new things.
Experiences, fuck you to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys have never done it to a chick?
Oh, whoa, now that's a different story. I'll lick some ass.
Oh, okay. All
right. I eat ass like a crab. yeah. But,
I won't let no chick do that shit to me.
Nah.
Okay,
all right. I feel like that's more like a female trait. I'm sorry.
You know what? Yeah. Like, it is
well,
what it is, man.
Come on, God, like
it is what it is. That's, you know, it's just another part of sex. That's it.
I can't do it, son.
Another part of, like, choking a chick. You ever choked a chick before?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, nigga.
It's choking a chick. Same thing. Pulling a chick's head, smacking her ass, same thing.
Punch a bitch in the face with her.
Take that.
Get out and punch a bitch right in her face. Boop.
May I help you?
Yes, butt plugs.
Huh?
Butt plugs.
Hardware, how can I help you?
Butt plugs.
What is it?
Butt plugs.
A what box?
Butt plugs.
A butt box?
Butt plugs.
I'm not following what you're saying.
Straight
butt
up.
Plugs.
I have a bad connection. I don't understand. What is it?
Butt plugs.
Butt box?
Mm.
Is it like a receptacle you're talking about?
<Butt plugs.
laughs> What kind of plug is it? A spark plug you're talking about?
Butt plugs.
Oh, hold on.
Spark plug?
Hello. What are you looking for?
Butt plug.
Spark plug. What kind?
Butt plug.
What kind of a spark plug?
Butt plug.
I just don't understand you, sir. I'm sorry.
Butt plug?
A spark plug.
Butt plug.
Bug plug?
Butt plug.
Never heard
niggas,
of it.
Niggas understand the nigga.
Butt plug.
Huh?
Butt plug.
What do you use it for, sir?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah, butt plug?
Butt plug.
I know,
butt plug.
But what do you use it on? What do you use it in? I'm trying
butt
to fix...
Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah, okay, I got you a spark plug. There's all kinds of spark plugs.
Butt plug. Butt plug.
I like how he's playing
butt
them.
Butt plug.
Butt?
Butt plug.
Sorry, sir, we don't understand what you want.
Butt plug. Butt plug. plug.
I don't know. We don't carry that.
Butt
sure,
plug?
Yeah, we don't carry it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yo, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Wild Out Wednesdays. Wild Out Wednesdays is going to be ridiculous. Yeah. Your boy SD is definitely going to roast Blog Talk Radio. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I'm gonna
tomorrow's probably going to be our last show. You're probably going to boot us out. Blog Talk Radio is going to really get shut down.
Play that beauty, man.
L.E., you know, SD, 6-4, JJ the X. And, of course, you can't leave out the sexy, big-breasted, big-assed,
big
you know, well, fat pussy-assed, wetted.
Stupid. You wouldn't know.
La Cubanita.
Legs up.
Light up. Got 20 seconds left in this show. Thank you for enjoying and listening to our show. Make sure y'all tell all your friends. Hit us up on MySpace, myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Good night, everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Later. Welcome to probably like 10, 15 minutes.
Yes,
I'm tired, and the rest of my crew is tired. I want to go home and, you know, jerk off to the rest of this new porn I just got.
What's the name of it?
Huh?
What's the name of it?
Bangbus.com. Dirty Chinese women.
Bangbus.com.
Dirty Chinese women, after they have sex, they wait outside for money and they throw like a bag of rice in their face and drive
off. Bus stop hoes?
Bangbus.com.
Bangbus, all right.
Yeah.
Bus stop hoes, basically.
Yeah, so you're tuned into the illest technical difficulty, the TD show, talking about sex, talking about everything. He's got down here in a butt plug skit by Jerky Boy. It's just fucking hilarious. I just found out that both of my brothers are too freaky for me. And I getting they culo licked.
Culo.
And,
culo.
But they are also 31, well, almost 31, soon to be. What you doing for your birthday, dog?
Niggas ain't doing shit.
You know what's crazy? I don't really don't know what I'm doing. I wanted to go bowling and go out to eat or some shit like that. I don't know.
Bowling, nigga?
I mean, what am I going to do?
Bowling, nigga?
I got class the next day, so I don't want to get too fucked up, you know?
I don't doubt. Go to Rabs. They got the Cosmo shit at night.
Rabs, Kelsey Lanes.
Yeah, they got the Cosmo shit at night.
I'll probably go to a strip bar or something.
Damn, nigga, you looking at fucking splurge.
I'm telling you, last year on my birthday, that's what I did last year. I went to a strip bar.
You looking at splurge, my dude.
Everything. I went with Big D and this dude for my job.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to buy nothing. Nigga bought me a bottle of Hennessy. I was drinking Hennessy straight out the bottle. Fucked up.
It was like $40 in the spot.
Fucked up the next day. Oh, man. I had tons of lap dances, touching pussy. Squeezing titties. Oh, man. It was beautiful birthday last year.
Fucking NOBs, man. You missed
NOB.
Fucking missing that.
Oh, that, yeah, I was. Oh, what happened? I was fucked up.
You was in the fucking car. You was in the fucking car sleeping.
What, in Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
When we came out there, this nigga motherfucking passed out, God.
Dog, what was that? I was drunk or some shit? Or
Term, I don't know what the fuck it was, God. I think niggas was drinking, God. All I remember is it was me, you, and this nigga 6'4", motherfucking, and this nigga Dre. We sitting in the whip, niggas smoking or whatever. And niggas tapped you. I'm like, yo, we about to go inside, dog. And niggas like, nah, fuck it. I got it, son. I'm good.
Well, I remember that shit, too. I remember that shit, and I'm pretty upset about that, too.
I'm like, damn, this nigga must have been tweaking.
Well, actually, there's this thing jumping off. On the 1st, which is actually Saturday, it's a fight party. And it's
a... Fight? Who's fighting?
I don't know who's fighting.
Some Spanish niggas fighting.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be fighting, and there's supposed to be 20 females, strippers, whatever.
Really?
Coming there, $20 to get in. I know the guy works in my job.
$20 to get in.
$20 to get in. And it's
that's
you know,
not bad, but shit.
You know, I guess you can reason with the ladies and try to get extra stuff or whatever.
Of course you can. I want some pussy. I don't want nothing extra. I want some pussy. That's not extra.
Yeah. So, you know, it's they said it's supposed to be like 20 chicks up in there. And I've seen a couple
fucking,
of
them. How many sausages in the fucking spot?
Oh, it's probably gonna be a lot of sausage, but
yeah, see, no
yeah,
god,
definitely sausage fest.
No
yeah,
god,
it's definitely gonna be a sausage fest, but it's gonna be 20 women. So you got, you know what I mean?
You
got 20 games.
Women to like fucking 250 men.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. It's probably like 50 niggas in the spot.
It's just like going to a strip club, though.
20 women is enough to go around, B. You know, just don't hog the hole. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas be handcuffing, god.
Handcuffing.
Niggas do handcuff. Shit, niggas that know me, man, I don't never handcuff, B. I can't handcuff. No way, I cannot handcuff. It's not my style. It'll never be my style, man. Never, God. I gotta divide, man. I could have got you some wop that night, L.E., but you was acting up.
Mm.
When?
That day I brought that bitch over there to the nigga 6'4's line.
Oh, the white chick.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, is she?
She's old enough to get
old
that,
enough.
Nigga.
Whoa, see?
Old enough for me to grab the back of her head.
Oh, man. Like, and what age is that, 14?
Like 18, my dude. Come on,
I hope so.
Come on, dog. You sound crazy.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
So much.
Oh,
man. Son, I better hear all my fucking music tomorrow, too.
You know what's crazy?
Straight up. I'm worried up.
Well, I'm off tomorrow, so I'll be able to download a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm promoting hard tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
You know, I like this. I like this kid. I really shouldn't be playing it now, but I like it.
Beauty Jackson, man.
So I'm gonna play it anyway.
Yo, I'm out of here, fellas.
Well, hold on. You gotta hear this before you go.
And lady.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. You gotta listen to this before you go, man. This shit's fucking hilarious.
She was so fly. Get high. Well,
you're obviously the big dick. And that and I decided.
Oh, Lord.
Are your balls. There are two types of balls. There are big, brave balls. And there are little, mincy, faggot balls. Now, dicks don't have clarity of vision. But they're not clever. They smell pussy. And they want a piece of the action. And you thought you smelt some good old pussy and have brought your two little mincy faggot balls along for a good old time. But you've got your parties muddled up. There's no pussy here. Just a dose that'll make you wish you were born a woman. Like a prick. You're having second thoughts. You're shrinking. And your two little balls are shrinking with you. And the fact that you've got replica written down the side of your guns. And the fact that I've got Desert Eagle .50 written on the side of mine should precipitate your balls into shrinking along with your presence. Now,
so your little balls.
What movie is that from?
Snatch.
I knew it.
So your little balls.
Your little balls.
Ah, oh, man, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
All right, people.
All right,
sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of
shut the hell up.
Hey, you will go to sleep. Right, put you to sleep.
Oh, that's my man Ben Stiller, B.
He said, read the sign. You're in my world now, Grandma.
That's hilarious, son.
All right, man. You take it easy, man.
Yeah, people. All right.
Now, tell your mother I'll say goodnight.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll be over here in what? Like
your
10 minutes after
have
you finish the show?
Make snack ready, nigga.
You'll be over here when you finish the show, right?
Uh-huh.
When I finish the what?
The show.
Be over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Mm,
tell her to keep warm. Tell her to keep the midnight snack warm.
See, oh,
shit, that was funny.
Apple pie shake from Sonic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, straight up. Them shit sound like they gonna hit.
Yo, them shits are excellent, B. Apple pie shake, what?
Apple pie shake?
Yes, from Sonic.
Oh, I bet you. Oh, yeah, that niggas ain't had that snack with apple pie shit out there, did y'all?
Where?
Where at?
In Jersey.
They don't have Sonics in Jersey.
I'm talking about, nah, nigga, the Snapple apple pie. I had that out there.
Oh, nah. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, the Snapple joints.
Yeah, but it's an apple pie drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got that, we got that.
That shit is so popular.
I thought he meant like a milkshake or some shit like that.
Nah, yeah, he is talking about some shit like that.
Yeah, I ain't never tasted Snapple apple, though. Apple pie. They got the Snapple apple pie, and they got some other shit.
Milkshake. It's a milkshake.
It's a milkshake. The shit that he's talking about is a milkshake.
It's an actual milkshake, like, from Sonic. Yo, that shit is so good, man.
Oh, man, I got acid reflux in my throat from eating ice cream. What kind of shit is that?
It's from taking little boy's semen down your throat.
It's from what?
Later.
It's from what?
Licking on little boy's booty holes, he said. Stop swallowing little boy semen, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, 8 people listening to the show today. What kind of shit is that?
Because it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, bro.
Yeah, that'd probably be a reason.
Yeah, girl, like, come on, son.
Hey, cool, bro.
Got me tight.
Yeah.
Why don't you quit your job so we can have a 6 o'clock show?
Yeah.
Stupid.
If you pay my bills, no doubt.
Oh, shit. There's always welfare.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
All right, well, I'm going to fucking play one more song, and then...
Son, don't be playing no whack shit, man.
This is, I'm going to send it... Well, you might think it's whack, but... This is for all the Spanish mommies that are listening.
Oh, my God.
That,
You about to play reggaeton, nigga?
Oh, God, he is. I bet you he is.
I knew it.
I know what he's going to play, too.
Well, this is for all the ones out there.
Oh, man, Arinha!
He's going to play Don Omar.
Yeah, it's Don Omar.
Oh,
Valve. And this is going out for, you know, the guys that, you know, you lost your girl or you want your girl back. I'm going to play this for you guys out there and for the women that, you know, just like Don Omar or you know, you want your man back or whatever, or you know, you just want to wine and dine. This is Tasty Tuesdays. This is kind of a relationship type thing. So I'm going to end it off like that. Tomorrow we're going to get back into the mix of things with the new hip-hop.
The real shit.
The hardcore shit. The ghost face. The, you know, the jellyfish. The Moro fish. Whatever.
Straight
the fuck
up.
Straight
out.
And we're going to hold it down. Yeah, we doing the show 11 to 12 or 11 to 1 tomorrow.
Whatever suits y'all, man.
All right, well, yeah, I'll probably do that. I don't know. Yeah, but we're still going to be starting at 11. So, ladies and gentlemen, hit us up tomorrow. Once again, this is going out to all the sexy-ass ladies and all them hopeless-ass niggas out there.
Hopeless-ass, icy-ass niggas.
Sap-ass niggas.
Man, what they doing this Warren Sapp in the face-ass niggas.
Man, yo, Todd. Ederson in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this Dave Thomas in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this Eisenhower in the face ass.
Lucky I was laughing, motherfucker.
All right, Kuba, you take it easy. All right,
have a good night.
All right, SD.
Yeah, man.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is Don Omar. Uno.
Pussy.
Tenerte y perderte, aceptar olvidarte. Y hoy que te fuiste, siento voy a enloquecerme y no fue fácil. Thank you.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in. We'll all see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. I promise you we will be able to lower it down to 7 p.m. once we get enough people listening. So please spread the word and please hit us up with the comments on our MySpace page. That's www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Like I said, spread the word and keep us in the mix of things so we can go back to our 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. so we can better assist you people, you ladies and gentlemen out there, to, you know, satisfy y'all and keep y'all on the up and up and on, you know, on what is actually taking place, what's new, what's old, whatever. What's going on in your hood, in your neighborhood, or in your state. Please keep it locked. And like I said, this is a technical difficulty, other known as the TD show. I'm JJ, the host with the most, holding it down, signing out, 1:18 a.m. Good night, everybody. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Later.